Eric. Joining me live over the phone this morning is Representative Scott Heiner and giving us an update on the legislative session from Cheyenne. Representative Heiner, good morning. How are you today?
Top of the morning, Duke. It's a beautiful day in Cheyenne today with sun shining, and it's a lot warmer than in Star Valley in western Wyoming.
Gonna say you're gonna rub that in our faces, aren't you? It just keeps snowing over here, Representative. It just won't stop. So
well, we love the moisture.
Yeah,
that's always a concession we have to make.
I always got to say that. Hey, let's jump right into what's happening in Cheyenne. Of course, the final week of the legislative session. What are the priorities for the House heading into this final week? I know there's a lot of legislation still on the table.
Yeah, Duke, today is the final day for first reading of bills in the Committee of the Whole. So if a bill is still on the list and it doesn't get debated today, it dies. And so we've got 18 bills that they're sitting on the general file hopper right now, and we'll try and get through as many of those as we can. There's some that are very important that we'd like to touch upon. I don't think we can get to all of them. There's one that prohibits drug abortions that we'd like to get to. And, there's, if we get through all of those 18, we can get to some of these bills that were killed in committee. One of them is called Chloe's Law that prevents transgender operations for minor children. It got a do not pass recommendation out of committee. So in order to take that one up, we have to consider all the other bills first, but I'd sure like to get to that one. But I really doubt that we will have time today, Duke.
Gotcha. Well, there's a number of bills. This has been kind of a hot topic as well. There's a number of bills that have been in the Speaker's desk that haven't been assigned to a committee that have actually passed the Senate.
Yes, and that's been hitting, it's gotten as far as Fox News, that he's been putting a lot of these things in his desk. As you know, we're the most Republican state in the union, and there's people questioning how Republican are we if some of these things that are important to Wyoming and the Republican platform are getting put in the desk and not being able to come out and be debated. We've tried a number of times to get something like this Chloe's Law. We've tried twice to overrule the rules back and pull that bill out, and we failed each time. So this is the last and final effort today if we can get to it, but we've had a difficult time getting to some of those bills that are in his desk drawer.
Representative Scott Heiner on the phone with us this morning from House District 18, heading into the final week of the 2023 legislative session. Of course, for a lot of residents in Wyoming, property taxes were the big concern heading into the session. Update us on some of those proposals and where things stand. I know there's a couple that were kind of surfacing here towards the end.
Duke, that was one of our primary responsibilities this year as a legislature, is come up with a property tax reform. And going into it, I think I've told you on this radio program, one of my first priorities is a short term, which would be the refund program, and that's going forward and will become one of the avenues to help those in most need. The other one is a long term fix, and we're still struggling with that. There's only a couple of bills that are still alive. Most of the 20 bills have been killed. One of them is actually Dan Dockstader's bill, which provides an exemption for elderly and infirm. So people that are over 75 years old and have been living in Wyoming for 40 years, they would be able to get an exemption from property tax. The other one is an acquisition study. This is a study that will go through the next year to determine what impacts would have to have an acquisition property tax. So basically you pay property tax on what you paid for your property, and it stays the same. The value of that property on the property tax roll stays the same until you sell it. So that's something some other states have done. So we want to study that a little bit and see what impact that would have to local revenue, because property tax funds most of the local government and schools. So we want to evaluate that. So what all the other ones have been killed. So I'm not sure if we're going to succeed in what we wanted to do with property tax. I'm very disappointed in that. But most of these bills are getting killed.
Representative Scott Heiner, House District 18. I appreciate your time, Representative. Anything else you wanted to mention while we have you on the air today in regards to the session?
I just appreciate everyone's input. With the technology that we have, Duke, I enjoy that the citizens are more involved actively than they have ever in the past. And I think that's valuable as we have a citizen-led legislature, that we hear from the citizens. We can make some big changes here, and sometimes we do that, and people aren't aware that these laws have been enacted. But this way, with the technology and your radio program being one of those, people are better informed, and I really, really appreciate that.
Representative Scott Heiner joining us this morning with the legislative update from Cheyenne. Thank you so much, Representative.